So we're here in the boardroom with Mike, who helped to pioneer the channel, the Australian Christian Channel, but is also one of the pioneers of Good Life. And among other things, he's pioneered network communications as well. And so today we wanted to ask him a few questions. And so Mike, thanks for being here with us. As we're in this season of pioneering again, you've learned a lot about pioneering, whether it's here at the channel or at Good Life or at Network. Can you share with us some of the things that you've learned in that season of pioneering as we look to the vision that God's got for us?
Yeah, for sure, Ron, and thanks for the question. If there's one thing I've learned over the years, everything rises and falls on two things, vision and leadership, particularly when it's God imparted. And so as I look back over the last 30, 40 years, showing my age now, I think the defining moment for me and for Doug, if you like, was back in 1987, when on the very same day, in a similar sort of circumstances in Calandra, we both had a God encounter. And out of that encounter came a vision to reach Australia for Christ. We formed an organisation called the Southern Cross Institute. And out of that, the five stars of Southern Cross represented the five areas we felt that God could reach our nation for Jesus. The first one being media, training, evangelism, church, and the last one, revival. Doug took the lead on Good Life, and that's where the church is today, and that's where we are today. I took a lead on the media side of things, and that's where we are today in the channel building, broadcasting the gospel, the good news of Christ, 24 hours a day, reaching our nation and beyond. And so vision and leadership is just so important when it comes to pioneering and pioneering again.
Yeah. So when you talk about vision and leadership, they go hand in hand.
They do.
Right. And so can you talk to us a little bit about how you've walked that out through your experiences?
Yeah, for sure. And I think because, again, when you share vision, it actually captivates people's heart. Mm. And when it's a godly vision, it goes to a whole new level. And so the reason we have a church today, like Good Life, and the reason we have a channel today is purely because we shared that vision. Yeah. Firstly to the congregation of Good Life, and then to people who got involved in the vision to establish a Christian television presence in Australia, which had never been done before. So when God breathes into a vision, people come around that.
Yeah.
And then he opens up these miraculous doors, which are beyond our comprehension. But the reality is today, we have a channel against all odds, broadcasting the gospel across the nation 24/7. That's a miracle of God. It all began with a vision.
Yeah, and I hear as you talk about that, vision and leadership has then kind of paved the way for community and commitment. Like, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
So it's gone to people.
Yeah. And look, the vision always is God imparted to a leader.
Yeah.
But that leader can't do it all by himself.
Yeah.
So when you share vision, I say the team makes the dream.
Sure.
So the vision, the dream is cast.
Yeah.
Vision, get on board with that. And before you know it, there's this momentum taking place, whether that's in a congregational sense or in a business sense. People come together around that vision and they work towards that. And on top of that, God pours his spirit and giftings into people's lives and things begin to grow and blossom.
Yeah, I can imagine that through the years, you've encountered challenges, obstacles, maybe even some disruption. Maybe not similar to what we're in today, but you've walked through some things. And so what's it been like just being a person of an endurance with that vision and that leadership?
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Nothing in the kingdom of God happens without contention. It's always contended. So therefore, you have to get back to the vision. Did God impart that or not? He imparted it. So you stand on that faith foundation. It was God-given. It was God-birthed. Mm. And he's raised you up. So I remember when it was so daunting in the very beginnings of this vision to reach Australia for Christ, and a church that hadn't been planted, a channel hadn't even been established. And the simple prayer was this: God, this is your vision. It's too big for us to comprehend, but can we just ask you to bring the people and the resources together to fulfill that vision? And God has been faithful to that prayer from that day to this.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that I've been invited into that as well.
Yeah.
And so it's not this exclusive thing that anybody can be a part of it, especially an American. So that's pretty cool.
You're a good American.
Thank you. But as you've walked through these seasons, right, what have been some of the anchors to the vision, to that God-ordained moment that help remind you of that, to keep that in front of you as you go through those times of contention?
Yeah, look, both at Good Life and the channel, we've had to go through a lot of challenges, a lot of heartache at times, because it is contended, and there's obstacles, there's blockages, and sometimes you have to pause. Sometimes you have to rise up. Yeah. Sometimes you've got to just wait on God. But I also know this, that you can't force anything into the kingdom of God. Mm. You've got to wait on God to open that door. Yeah. And so we've just rested in Him. I've got this other little saying, our anchors have to be faith and trust, and that God will always make a way.
Yeah.
So if we make trust and faith our anchor points,
yeah,
and just stay true to the course, and we're disciplined to that, we're committed to the vision that He's put in front of us, He will always make a way.
Yeah, I'm reminded of what Stephen said just a few weeks ago when he talked about trust. He talked about Proverbs 3:5-6, and I can see that that's been a flow-on effect, perhaps, of being a part of this journey from a young age.
Yeah.
And those anchor points are incredibly powerful.
Yeah, they are.
You exercise those trust points. You exercise those faith points.
Yeah, look, I think, I guess I always tell the story. I mean, we have a gym here at a Good Life, but some people come into that gym, they've never been there before, mm-hmm, and they've got to develop their physical muscles so they can lift the weights.
Yeah.
It's the same in the spiritual kingdom.
Yeah.
You've got to develop your faith muscle.
Yeah.
And so those challenges, those crises, those difficult times you've got to work through, you're actually developing your faith muscles to say, hey, we don't get there. This is going to happen. We're going to break through. God will make a way.
Yeah.
And that's developing a faith muscle. So I think that analogy is something we can all relate to.
Sure. And that always comes back to vision, right? Being able to share that and keep that in front of whatever's going on. Just a reminder that this is what God has invited us into.
Yep, totally. And then, if it's His vision, it's His resource, His will, His bill,
yeah,
because it's one of those things where you're stepping into areas of the unknown. That's part of you're getting out of the boat. You're into the faith journey. So trust is implicit. And sometimes we could be a bit like Peter. We flounder in the water.
Yeah.
It's just a natural response sometimes. But again, if you stay true to the vision and the call of God in our lives, He will make a way.
Sure. So if there are people watching and listening today, a part of our community that maybe for the first time they're stepping into the unknown, and they believe that and they hear the call of God and to pioneer, to be a part of something new, but it just seems so unknown and so big and maybe so scary.
Yep.
What are some things that you could, from your experience, encourage them with?
Yep.
So stepping in the unknown, it's unknown to us, but it's known to God.
Yeah.
So for Peter, to step out of the boat,
yeah,
into the unknown, into the waves, the key is here is this, that you don't look at the ways of the circumstances, you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned. It doesn't matter what comes against you, what circumstances, what storm is raging, mm-hmm, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the key.
I think there's some incredible truth in that, because we're either heading into a storm, or we're in a storm, or we're coming out of a storm. Storms are just a part of life. I mean, we were even filming today and it started raining on us.
Yeah.
But like that's a true way of being that keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
Yep.
So we got to know Him,
yep,
in that.
Yeah,
and that's spending time with Jesus, being disciplined in your prayer walk,
yeah,
being disciplined in your Bible reading,
yeah,
being disciplined in spending time with those around you,
yeah,
who love and know Jesus, and being committed to following through whatever He's called you to do. And sometimes that's not easy,
yeah,
but God is the God we can trust.
Yeah, it's so good. So as we, as a family, as a community of faith, are looking towards the future to step into all that God has for us, what are you excited about?
Yeah, look, I think we're at an exciting phase. We've just come through this COVID season, mm-hmm, and maybe just starting to come out of it with vaccines and things becoming available, but we still don't know what the future holds. But again, you go back to the Word of God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Yeah.
So therefore, we can trust God in our future. And so as we enter in this new season, we're sensing we should be looking at pioneering again. And I go back to the early days of Good Life, and the saying that captivated my heart, and still captivates it today, and so powerful, is that we wanted to establish a church that's 24/7.
Yeah.
The whole community can be a part of, and that it becomes a church to the unchurched.
Yep.
And we've seen that through COVID. It is a church to the unchurched.
Yeah.
And so as we pioneer again, I hope we, as a congregation, can take hold of that little saying that we used so regularly way back then.
Yeah.
Let's be a church to the unchurched. Yeah. Let's reach our nation for Jesus, and let's start here with Good Life Community Center.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the five stars.
Yeah.
Walk me through them again, and just where are we at with that last one of prayer and revival?
Yeah. Okay, well, so there's media, there's training, there's evangelism, there's church, and there's revival. In those four stars, we've seen God move in each of those.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen God move for revival. But I believe the day is coming where we will see our nation touched for Jesus. He will pour out his spirit once again, and our nation will be a nation under God, where he will pour out his spirit in a way that we've never seen before, and revival will break out.
Yeah.
And he'll use the church, he'll use the media, he'll use us
yeah.
to reach our nation for Jesus.
Yeah. All those entry points, he'll use them all.
Yep.
And you've been a part of a group that faithfully prays for that here at Good Life since the beginning.
That's right. So every Friday morning, 6 o'clock at the center,
yeah.
we've been praying for revival for 30 odd years now.
Yeah.
We're still praying for revival.
So
we're not giving up, and
yeah.
we still, in our heart of hearts, believe that day is coming. We will see God touch our nation in a way he's never touched it before.
Well, I think that goes back to how we started this conversation, was that everything rises and falls on vision and leadership. And that's a commitment to that invitation that Jesus has given us, or given you and our community,
yeah.
to continue to pray for that, to
yeah.
continue to be a part of that. And so maybe we invite people to be a part of that as well.
Yeah. Well, I just heard, I had a coffee with someone this morning, and they said that a church here on the Sunshine Coast, they had 300 people turn up to attend their prayer meeting last night.
Yeah.
How good would it be on a Friday morning and see 300 people praying for our nation, yeah. praying for revival? I long for that day.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you, Mike. And thanks for being with us this morning. We are excited about what God is inviting us into in this new season. And I think there's a lot that we can learn about vision and leadership, about community and commitment as we move into this season together. So come along, maybe join us at 6 a.m. on Fridays for prayer.
Good place to start. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we're gonna move from kind of an interview part now to where we go into some praise, into some worship, maybe a time of reflection, that you'd think about what we've talked about here this morning, about that invitation to vision, that invitation to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And so as we and the team lead us into that space, maybe just sit with Jesus and ask him, how can we participate in this together?
If these walls could speak and I could hear their words, they'd remind me seasons change, but not my Lord. They would tell me of your goodness even in my times of pain, and you are worthy of my praise again. You are worthy. Faithful one, you've never forsaken, only loved. You're perfect in your ways, and you are merciful to save, with hope that is the anchor of my soul. So with the rise and the setting of the sun, I will remember all you've done. 'Cause if these walls could speak and I could hear their words, they'd remind me seasons change, but not my Lord. Tell me of your goodness even of pain, and you are worthy of my praise again. You are worthy. Holy is your name, and your glory not contained. Universe declares your majesty. So let your praise be always on my lips, to sing of your faithfulness. 'Cause if these walls could speak and I could hear their words, they'd remind me seasons change, but not my Lord. And they would tell me of your goodness even in my times of pain. And you are worthy of my praise again. Oh, I will sing that you are that you are holy, Lord. Oh, I will sing that you are holy, Lord. And you are worthy of my praise again. Oh, I will sing that you are holy. You're so worthy of my praise again.